This is KNKX. The Seattle Seahawks host the Los Angeles Rams in the wild card round of the NFL playoffs Saturday afternoon. Kickoff is at 1:40 at Lumen Field, and we get a preview from KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel. Art, the Seahawks beat the Rams 2 weeks ago in Seattle. Does that mean anything for this playoff game?
I think it does, because under Coach Sean McVay, the Rams had won 5 of the previous 7 games in the series between the teams, and I think it was a great boost of confidence for the Seahawks to get that 20-9 win to show that even though the Rams have a number one defense, the Seahawks still have the weapons to score. And so I think the Seahawks had a better regular season. They finished 12-4 with the number 3 seed in the NFC playoffs. The Rams were 10-6 and have the number 6 seed. But I really do think that the Seahawks have an advantage with Russell Wilson. And that game also exposed, I think, what is the weakest link in the Rams enterprise, which is quarterback Jared Goff.
Wow. Well, speaking of Goff, what is his status for the game?
Well, he got hurt against the Seahawks. He broke his thumb on the helmet of defensive end Benson Mayawa. And the day after that game, he had surgery to put in 3 pins. And they actually think he might play this Saturday. Sean McVay, the coach, is not saying anything. In fact, when he was pressed about, is he going to play? He told reporters, I'll show you at 1:39 p.m. on Saturday. He's not giving away anything that would be to the advantage of the Seahawks. If he doesn't play, they're going to have their backup quarterback, an obscure undrafted free agent from Wake Forest by the name of John Wolford. And he did a great job replacing Goff for the entirety of the Rams' previous game, an 18-7 win over Arizona, in which not only did he throw for 230 yards, he actually ran for 56. Goff does not run very much and often makes mistakes when he does. So Wolford might be something of a secret weapon.
Right, so the Seahawks have to be prepared to either face Goff or Wolford. What do they have to do, in your opinion, Art? What do the Seahawks have to do to win?
Well, I think the biggest weapon the Seahawks have to get going is wide receiver DK Metcalf. The Rams have the anti-DK weapon in cornerback Jalen Ramsey. I think he's the best in the league at what he does. And in the 2 games between the teams this season, Metcalf has caught only 8 passes for 87 yards and no touchdowns, thanks to Ramsey. And so if the Seahawks really want to get something going here, they've got to get some passes early to Metcalf to open up the defense, because, again, this is the number one defense in the NFL. And if they can sit back and tee off on Russell Wilson, it's going to be a miserable day for the Seahawks.
Well, on the Seahawks defense, they are going to have strong safety Jamal Adams, right?
Right. He said he's recovered enough from a shoulder injury in the last game to play. If he were to be out, that would certainly change the equation. The Seahawks are going into this game as 4.5-point favorites from the bookies. And I think that's probably pretty reasonable.
So what is your prediction?
I'm going to say that Russell Wilson comes through again in another harrowing, tense, excruciating final drive. And the Seahawks are going to prevail 20-16.
All right, Art, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. And you can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.